This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams to travel to D.C. today ahead of tomorrow's appearance before the House Oversight Committee to testify about sanctuary cities. This is the race for the Democratic nomination for mayor has dramatically changed in just a few days.
Adams, Lander, Stringer, and the list goes on. Many Democratic candidates in the race for City Hall. But now Andrew Cuomo is in, and Xenia says she's on board.
Who do you the polls seem to think that Cuomo has a big advantage. What do you think?
I like Cuomo.
You do like Cuomo?
I do like Cuomo, yes.
So no Adams for you?
Oh, please. No way.
Really? So how about Cuomo? You know, there's a lot of, you know, a couple of years ago he left, he resigned, he had all this with him, but you still think he's the best choice?
They pushed him to resign. The Democrats pushed him to resign, and I hope he will win.
Well, what kind of mayor do you think he would be?
A good one.
Of course, there's still 3.5 months to the primary in the end of June, and a lot can happen in that time, but it seems like Cuomo definitely is off and running. Glenn Schuch, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
We now have 2 confirmed cases of the measles in New York City. No word where the two live, but the acting health commissioner, Dr. Michelle Morse, says they are not connected to each other and that they have done the standard follow-up for other people who might have been exposed. In 2024, New York City had 14 confirmed measles cases, and 23, just one. In a statement, Moore saying the department strongly encourages those who've yet to be vaccinated to do so, and the same goes for your children. It's 45 years behind bars for Gray Mendez. She is the woman who ran that daycare in the Bronx where a one-year-old died from fentanyl poisoning. Prosecutors say Mendez and her husband were operating a large-scale fentanyl packaging and distribution facility inside that daycare. All the defendants in this case pleaded guilty. We've already got speed and red light cameras that automatically ticket you when you break those laws. So what about cameras to crack down on double parking? Queens Assembly member Stephen Raga spearheading that effort, proposing a $35 million pilot program that would involve 150 such cameras. Well, the city DOT says it supports automated enforcement and is reviewing this particular bill. Folks in one Brooklyn neighborhood who deal with double parking all the time are weighing in.
Driving down 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, I see at least 3 cars double parked. Barbara says this is every day.
People do it as a common occurrence. You know, they just do it, and it's very inconsiderate for people trying to get on and off the bus.
It's become such a nuisance. Tom Tesserero is on board with cameras coming to his neighborhood.
Yeah, it really is a problem. A lot of double parking.
But Steve says not so fast. Parking is tight as it is.
I don't agree with that. No.
Double parking your car, parking at a bus lane, or in a no-standing zone could soon cost you. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bay Ridge.
The movie Wicked was up for 10 Oscars at Sunday night's Academy Awards. It went home with 2 for production and costume design. And it turns out the costume designer, a New Yorker, made history as the first black man to win in that category.
That history-making moment had a lot to do with Paul Tazwell's arrival in New York City as a young man from Akron, Ohio.
Got off the bus in the middle of Times Square. Had that feeling, that kind of excitement, and that, you know, also being awestruck by the scale and proportion and all the different characters.
Tazwell lives in Prospect Heights. He was also inspired by Brooklyn's green spaces.
You know, I'm walking all the time in Prospect Park. It's one of my favorite parks.
The 60-year-old was previously nominated for an Oscar for his work on Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Let the tariff war begin. China has levied 15% tariffs on imports of U.S.-grown chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton. The tariff on sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, seafood, fruit, vegetables, and dairy products will be increased by 10%. And Canada is clapping back as well. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing this morning 25% tariffs on $107 billion in U.S. goods to be phased in over the next 3 weeks. This is all in retaliation for President Trump's 20% tariffs on Chinese imports that took effect at midnight. For Canada and Mexico, it's even higher at 25%, 10% on Canadian energy products. The tariffs are expected to result in higher prices for you and me, especially at the grocery store. In fact, economists project inflation could rise by as much as a full percentage point. Here in the city, small business owners are keeping a close watch.
Calustians on Lexington Avenue sells gourmet herbs and spices.
Very much concerned about it.
Owner Aziz Osmani already heard from one of his Canadian suppliers that won't be sending their products to the U.S.
It is challenging, and in every challenge there is something good come out of it.
He remembers the pandemic, and so does Dawn Kelly. She owns the Nourish Spot salad and smoothie shop in Jamaica.
Avocado prices soared. They went out the roof. So I don't see this as anything different.
She's preparing for her customers to have to pay more. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.